first of three plays in this summer's Baltimore Playwrights Festival has opened in Fells Point. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has this review of a new play called Commander.
The Supreme Court's recent decision legalizing gay marriage is so crucial to Mario Correa's play Commander, it's difficult to imagine the play without it. Commander at the Vagabond Players is the first production in this year's Baltimore Playwrights Festival. I can't think of a show this topical in the three decades that I've covered the festival. The play is about the campaign of the first openly gay presidential candidate. Ned Worley is the fictional governor of Rhode Island. He's been in a committed relationship for 12 years, but he and his partner are not married. The issue of gay marriage threatens to tear them and Ned's presidential campaign apart. Correa, a former Marylander, is a self-described political junkie. His previously produced play, Tailspin, used verbatim source material to satirize such scandalous politicians as Anthony Weiner and Mark Sanford. The result was well received in New York. Commander, in contrast, is pure invention, but it feels just as real. Mark Scharf skillfully plays Governor Ned Worley as a hard-driving, humorless candidate, a man who tries to be forthcoming and withholding at the same time. Most of all, Ned is determined not to focus on what an insistent reporter, played by Fiona Ford, calls the historic aspect of his candidacy.
Americans have never elected a gay president.
Like I said.
You would be the first.
If you say so.
If I say so? Do you think we've already had a gay president?
That's not what I'm saying.
But is it what you meant? It sounds like you think we've already had a gay president.
Well, I mean, some historians think so.
So you're charging we've already had a gay president.
I'm not charging. It's not a charge.
Was Abe Lincoln gay?
Ned isn't the only one reluctant to make his sexual orientation a campaign issue. His campaign manager, played by Jeff Murray as a steely, tough-talking veteran, gives him advice on when to hide the gay card and when to play it.
You forget the gay thing.
That's not realistic.
Others will talk about it, not you. You keep your head down, make as if you're just like everybody else.
I am just like everybody else.
Except when you're raising money. Gay money. Hollywood money. That's when you're gay.
Playwright Mario Correa has written more than a hypothetical political exercise. He also shows the personal cost of a high-stakes political campaign, especially one that dares to defy boundaries. Under the careful direction of Chelsea Dove, the principal characters undergo changes that build slowly but unrelentingly. Mark Scharf's Ned is increasingly heartless as he becomes more invested in winning. It's almost as if he trades personalities with his seasoned, cynical campaign manager, as Jeff Murray aptly portrays him. At one point, Ned makes a comment so coldly calculating, Murray's character admits even he wouldn't say it. The impact of the campaign on Ned's partner, a high school teacher named Richard, offers the most cutting commentary on the state of American political races. Richard kiddingly calls himself Jackie O, but he's clearly uncomfortable about the prospect of becoming the, quote, first gentleman. Tom Sin initially seems a bit mannered as Richard, but the actor movingly steps out of the stereotype as Richard comes into his own, describing how he and Ned met and how those circumstances shaped their relationship. After this affecting speech, however, the play unnecessarily shifts back in time, and we watch Richard and Ned enact the scene that Richard just described. This redundant flashback, like the play's abrupt ending, is a jagged edge in a fairly smooth production. But in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling, and particularly now at the start of a presidential race, Commander offers sharp analysis and character development. It also contains references, stated or just below the surface, to sources ranging from Edward Albee's The Lady from Dubuque to Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along. So, Commander stems from a strong dramatic tradition. Combined with its startling timeliness, this first production in the 34th Annual Baltimore Playwrights Festival sets the bar high.
Commander is part of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. It's being presented by the Vagabond Players in their theater on South Broadway in Fells Point. It's there until July 26. We've got the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick continues her look at area theater festivals next week when she'll review the offerings at the Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us.